flurries of fun await this winter in Indiana. Feel the rush of the Midwest's only refrigerated toboggan run. Ski down snow-covered slopes and marvel at frozen waterfalls on a winter hike. When it's time to unwind, from outdoor fun to indoor escapes, your perfect winter getaway starts in Indiana. Plan your trip today at inindiana.com/winter.
Hey, I'm Ben Stiller.
I'm Adam Scott.
And we make a TV show called Severance. On January 17th, Severance is back for season 2 on Apple TV+, and we can't wait for you guys to see it.
And before the premiere, Ben and I are going to be binging season 1 and putting out daily recap podcasts.
Yep. Each weekday beginning January 7th, we'll be dropping an episode featuring exclusive behind-the-scenes tidbits and brilliant insights from our cast and crew and us.
Patricia Arquette, Britt Lauer, Zach Cherry, John Turturro, the list goes on.
All your favorite Lumen employees, their friends, families, enemies, in your feed every single weekday.
And here's the best part. After that, we're going to keep going. Tune in weekly as we recap every episode of season 2. The podcast drops on the same day the episode comes out.
It's the Severance Podcast with Ben and Adam.
On Apple Podcasts, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.
Every day at 10:45 this week leading up to the Super Bowl, we're giving you five prop bets for the Super Bowl. We're calling it Propapalooza. We gave you five yesterday. We'll give you five more today. Where are we starting today, Keith?
All right, will Patrick Mahomes throw an interception? So over under half an interception is what we'll put this down as.
I'm going to say yes. Eagles have a good defense. Yep. I don't think the Chiefs are going to be playing from behind, which would make me feel even better about this, but he's been loose of the football this year, at least in the first half of this year he was. Eagles are a good defense. I'll say he throws a pick.
I think so, too. Yeah, he could still have a great game. He could still even go down as the Super Bowl MVP. You know, you throw two or three touchdowns. You happen to throw one pick. You're being aggressive. Philly's got your guy, Cooper DeJean, back there. Maybe he makes a play.
He probably will.
Nice little corner.
So it'll be super annoying when he does, but yeah.
I'll say interception from Mahomes. Billy?
I'm taking the under.
Okay.
I'm saying he throws one, and it's called back.
Now that's brilliant. That's my pick. That's going to be so frustrating.
That is definitely true.
He throws one. We all kick and scream about the
ref. No, flag on the field.
Good call.
Flag on the field.
So Billy has the under.
Smart.
The refs pick up the flag. Brilliant.
All right. I'm also going the under, but basically, for the reasons Jones said, he turned the ball all the time during the beginning of the season. Hasn't done it much since, so I'm going under.
All right.
Means some would say he's due.
I would think so.
Some would say that.
Uh-huh. All right, what about another quarterback prop? Jalen Hurts rushing yards over under 39 and a half.
Yeah.
That's roughly 39 tush pushes.
I'm going under that number as well. And I can see this one going either way. Again, I expect the Chiefs to be playing from in front. I expect the Eagles to be in scramble mode a little bit, meaning catch up. So I don't think there's going to be a ton of running for Philadelphia. I guess Hurts could scramble more. I feel like he's not a huge scrambler. I feel like he's more of a designed runner.
Yeah.
I don't think they're going to be able to do that if they're behind, so I'll take the under on 39.5.
So even if they are behind, I feel like it's shotgun, it's Saquon Barkley's on the bench, and if everybody's covered downfield, he's going to run. Plus, you throw in five tush pushes. That's 10 yards easy. Then he only needs 20 yards of scamper. So I'll take the over on Hurts rush yards.
I'm going to say under because that's way too many tush pushes.
That's a lot of tush pushes.
That's
they might break the record for tush pushes.
That would be a Super Bowl record for tush pushes. That's true.
And just tush push all the way down the field?
Yeah.
Why not, honestly? Don't you think they could average 3 yards a tush push? No.
No. Against Spagnuolo, we just saw it. They just stopped it.
Oh, good point, Spagnuolo. Well, no, they didn't. They stopped Josh Allen.
Yeah.
He doesn't get – there's no push there. That's Josh Allen sneaks.
Josh Allen normally gets more than a yard. He couldn't even get the yard last
week. These guys, they're picking him up. They're throwing him. They got a better – the offensive line's better for Philly than Buffalo.
Yes, that's true.
Yeah.
Yeah.
I'm going under Josh Allen. He runs a lot, and Spag stopped him.
Yeah.
Exactly. Jalen Hurts, I don't think he's going to get away from Chris Jones and the Chiefs. So
he might get this under. One carry.
I mean, he could.
He did last week.
No, he did a divisional round. I think he ripped off like a 40-yard touchdown to start it. This could be dead after one carry.
All right, here's what. This will get the people talking. How many times will Taylor Swift be shown on television? And for this bet, it's from kickoff to final horn. So, like,
if you
get the pregame, like, here she's walking in, like, that doesn't count. It needs to be during the actual game broadcast. 6.5.
7!
Yeah. Over under 6.5 Taylor Swift appearances.
That's a lot of, and I think Kelsey's going to have a good game. He took the over on his yards yesterday. That's still a lot. I'll take the under on 6.5.
What? Taylor Swift?
I'm going to take the over. I feel like the cameras can't get enough of her. I think Kelsey's going to be...
Do you know what the number was last year?
Oh, how many times they like, showed her? I don't know.
Because Kelsey had a monster Super Bowl. How many times did they show her last year? I'll get you the answer on that.
I mean, does Travis Kelsey have... did we do... Oh, no, we did receiving yards yesterday for Kelsey. But if he has 7 catches, it's going to hit the over. If he has 5... They show her...
Taylor Swift last year was shown for a total of 55 seconds, 11 total times they showed her.
Oh, my God.
Wow.
Smash the over.
Yeah, maybe, Am I allowed to change? I'm locked in.
You're locked in on...
This is why research is important.
You're locked in on under because I feel like what they've done now is, even in the games where Kelsey doesn't do well, they'll show her for like a good Chiefs play. They're like, oh, look at this.
11 times they showed her.
Yeah. Holy Some would
crap.
Say not enough.
Wow.
Some would say not enough.
Okay. So you have the over. She's the solution is what she is. She's not a problem.
Yeah, if it's whistle to whistle, I'm taking the under.
Oh, wow.
I'm saying there's going to be a lot of pregame stuff. Then there's going to be a postgame proposal.
Even so with the data.
Postgame proposal. Well, we'll get to that tomorrow.
Yeah, okay, props. Sorry. Yeah, I'll take the under.
Okay.
I'll take the over. I feel like they're going to try and get Tom Brady to talk about her because this first time he's probably doing a game with her in attendance. So I feel like they're really going to lean into
that. They cut to him and he's just silent. He doesn't say anything. Like
he's good at not talking.
That's a good point. That's a good point. Okay, so you and Keith are over. Yep. Me and Bill are under. What's next?
All right, Chris Jones. Does he record a full sack? Or so I guess another way, over under half a sack for Chris Jones.
So this is a stupid question. What if he gets a half?
It's a push.
Then we push.
That'd be a tush push.
I'll take the over on that. I do think even if it's a broken play and Jalen Hurts is kind of scrambling around, I can see Chris Jones wrangling him. I'll take the over on a half.
I'm going to go under on this. Really good offensive line for Philly. I think Hurts is elusive enough that he will avoid the great Chris Jones. So I'll take under half a sack.
I'm going to take the over. I'm predicting 2 half sacks.
Nice. Get him a couple
of hands. Get a little hand on him there.
Billy's had some good bonus predictions on this. I like this.
Those are true. We'll follow those as well. Nick?
I'm going over. I feel like Jalen Hurts gets sacked all the time in big spots, so give me the over.
Okay. Right.
Fair enough. Last one, going back to Taylor Swift for this one. What will happen first in the game? A touchdown for either team or Taylor Swift shown on TV?
So that one's Taylor Swift, I think. I'm going that one's Taylor Swift. I think a big play happens from Kelsey before there's a touchdown for either side. Or maybe they just shoehorn
even
it in.
Even if Kelsey's not really a big play, just gets on the field or something.
Even if he's just like, hooting and hollering when Patrick Mahomes throws off like a 35-yard
The only
carry.
Chance this doesn't happen is if...
Opening kick.
The opening kick or the Eagles get the ball, marks the field, score. Yeah, then maybe you don't see it, but I'll take Swift for this one.
Yeah, Taylor Swift feels like the right bet, Billy.
Taylor Swift. Yeah, I'm going with Taylor Swift before a touchdown.
Okay.
I guess we're all going Taylor Swift before the touchdown.
Okay, well, that was a pointless bet. We're all on the same side of that, so that's a wash. We haven't had many of those, though, where it's a clean sweep across the board. I think the Kelsey over, we were a clean sweep yesterday.
Yeah, so we're 10 bets in. Kelsey over 59.5 yards is unanimous, and...
Will they show Taylor first? I think that's it.
That's it.
Yeah.
Wow.
Okay.
Fair enough.
Follow along. We'll make sure to put a graphic together. We'll get this out by the end of the week at Jones and Keefe, Propapalooza. Every day, 10:45. You can make those bets with us or, maybe avoid them altogether.